Blog Talk Radio.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
Hit the record button.
Okay, guys. We're going to start right off because, anyhow, welcome to another episode of Italo's Black Talk Radio. And here's Italo speaking to Yvette Saunders once again. Welcome to the show.
Hello, dear.
Man, I need a hug.
She was
ready
to
give me a hug.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sending you hugs right now. Yes. Yes, I
understand.
I was
rocking like a baby. I was rocking like.
Yeah, like in a fetal position. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
So for those that are listening.
Yes, this,
and
this movie. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Midsommar. Okay. So for those that haven't seen Midsommar, please know that I'm going to be spoiling the movie. I will try not to spoil the first half of this podcast, but who knows? I will spoil the beans because I always do. And Yvette and I need to talk about it. I need to process this movie right now because, well, first of all, those who haven't seen the movie, so Midsommar or Midsommar, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, it's a horror film. It's set in Sweden, apparently. I don't know if. I actually don't know where they were at first. Were they in America or where were they at?
Yeah, they were in America. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did not understand.
And then the guy.
Oh, maybe
the guy,
I wasn't.
Yeah, the guy was like in school with them and he invited, them. Yeah.
Right. So these are American, basically American students, right? And so.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
college.
I'm not going to spoil the beginning either because the beginning is kind of very disturbing as well. However, the first 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my goodness, okay. And so these American friends, right? There's actually four Americans and one Swedish guy, and
yeah,
so they
like,
go to
four American college students.
Four American college students,
and there's
right.
and there's a, so, a you know, like you said, a Swedish friend that you know is studying there as well.
Right. So basically, they follow this Swedish friend that they have, who happens to be traveling to Sweden for a festival. It says here that occurs every 90 years. And they find themselves in the clutches of a pagan cult. So that's the premise of it. It's on Wikipedia, so I haven't spoiled anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I don't even know this because when I started watching this, I actually thought now I'm laughing because I'm like, okay, this is not totally what I was thinking it was going to be. I thought it was going to be Shakespeare. Midsommar.
Mm. Oh, Midsommar Night's Dream. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I thought it was a different interpretation.
Oh, I see.
Of Midsommar. Yes. I bought the whole thing.
Ready,
like I would have been totally
Shakespeare.
Yes. I was going to be inducted into this thing without even knowing where I was going into. Because the Swedish guy, his name is, the character's name is Pale. So Pale tells Florence, it's not Florence. Florence is the actor's name, I think. Or is it, I forget the name. Yeah, Florence Pugh is the main actress. She's the one girl that goes to Sweden with these guys. And
it's interesting because it just starts out really just a normal kind of movie. And, you know, you're like, okay, so obviously this main character is the female in this. She's the main character. She right away at the beginning of the movie goes through something pretty tragic in her life. And because of this tragedy, you you follow her and you kind of like go through the journey of her kind of dealing with this tragedy of what happened, you know, within her family. And so, you know, she has a boyfriend, you know, they're all in college, you know, pretty typical American college life. But you know that this character, she is dealing with a lot of inner turmoil because of this tragedy that takes place, like, right at the beginning of the movie that we, you know, witness.
Right.
And so after that, you know, she... It's interesting because right away, the character development of all of the friends, you get pretty much an idea of like who each are, like, you know, what kind of person they are, you know what I mean? Which I thought was pretty cool, you know, to establish, oh, this guy's like this, this guy's like this, he's like this, this, you know, she's feeling this way. It's established right away at the beginning of the movie, and then really the movie kind of like begins as they, you know, kind of go on this journey together, you know, to Sweden.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, and actually the dynamic between the main actor or actress, Florence, and her boyfriend, I think his name is Jack Rayner, the actors. He looks like
Chris
Hemsworth for some reason. I thought I was watching the Thor for a second. I'm like, he looks familiar, but it's not Chris.
he was a little more ginger, you know. He was more ginger than Hemsworth, in my opinion. Yeah, like, no, I've seen this actor before. He did look familiar to me right away. I'll have to kind of look up some of his other work. But I know I've seen him before in a few things.
Yeah. Well, he's done movies like Transformers. He's been in one of the Transformers movies. Grassland, I guess, is one of the other ones. Anyhow, he's Jack Rayner is the boyfriend, I think. Yeah, Jack Rayner is her boyfriend. So basically, their dynamic is interesting because on one end, he doesn't know how to deal with what happens to her family.
Sorry. The character's name is Danny. That's
Danny is the main, right? My name is the girl.
Yeah, yeah, that's the name.
So yeah, the boyfriend doesn't know how to handle Danny because Danny has, you know, there's a big loss in her family, a tragedy, right? So he's trying to be supportive. He's trying to, you know, but he's not genuinely supportive. He's just like going with the along, you know, he's just going with it, whatever.
He's just kind of going slow. I'm sorry to say, but he's kind of like a typical dude.
exactly.
Like, you know, that is just kind of, you know, all right, I guess I'm supposed to comfort her, but but then within his character, there's a conflict within him right away because he does love her. You can tell he does love her, but I feel almost like he stays with her because of the tragedy, and almost like he feels obligated to stay with her because
what
happened to her.
Yeah, that's what it felt like for him. It's like an obligation. And he doesn't want her to go to the trip because it's supposed to be just the guys going. And here comes Danny, who's always depressed and who's, you know, she's still dealing with her depression and everything, right? So he reluctantly invites her to come along.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, had she known what was going to happen, right? But anyway, so they go to Sweden, and right away, you're thrown into this community. It's a community they have there. And it's beautiful. Mind you, the film is
gorgeous.
Aesthetically very gorgeous to see. It's a, you know, feels, it's nature, It's a beautiful place. It's actually it was shot in Budapest, just so you know. So
oh,
it was really beautiful. It's really beautiful, and it's supposed to be like one of those. It's supposed to be Sweden. So I don't know how close is Budapest from Sweden, but anyways.
Yeah, it's idyllic. It's like it's very whimsical. Like right away. When they go onto this trip to Sweden, right away you're like, wow, like it's like a breath of fresh air. Like you get to exhale, you know, you're like, wow, this, like the cinematography is beautiful. The nature obviously is beautiful. And it's just this feeling right away that's super different from when they're in America, you know, at the beginning. Like it's like there was darkness and sadness,
mm-hmm.
and like kind of like, even with the cinematography, like even like the lighting was different, you know, it was shot differently. And then as soon as they got to Sweden,
that's true.
It was
like
the colors were different. Like it was brighter, it was lighter. Everything was like, hey, you know, like everyone's cool. And so, yeah, like you said, it's this communal, it's a community that, you know, kind of follows these kind of ancient pagan ways of how
they
live together.
They seem very harmless, you know,
Yeah.
Very loving, very huggy. And let's take some mushrooms and let's get high together. So it was very hippie to me.
Very
and I'm
welcoming.
Like, okay, very welcoming, right? And so she takes the mushrooms and of course everybody goes on their own trips and everything. But anyways, I don't know if I wanna like explain the whole plot because I really don't wanna spoil it.
Yeah,
but
that
anyways,
doesn't matter. That part is just kind of like when they first arrive and they're just kind of welcomed into this community. So in a sense, the audience as well is, you know, I felt when I saw it, I was like, oh, I feel very welcome. You know, like I was like, oh, what's going to happen? Because this is cool. You know, and everyone's eating dinner and making dinner for each other. It's kind of like, it's like Burning Man or something. You know, it's like, you work in order to eat and, you know, you share things and, you know.
It sounds cool.
It sounds cool.
On the brochure, it looks cool.
But this is the thing. I love the pace of the movie. It's a natural pace. It's not too fast. It's not too slow. It's a slower paced movie, but not too slow. I felt it moved at a really great pace, like natural, like everyday kind of pace. And but within that movement, day to day, it's just kind of like a, you know, like what is it, like the Chinese water torture where they like drop the one drop over your head like over and over. It kind of feels it feels like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you don't, little things starts to happen and you're like all of a sudden you're just like really irritated because of, you know, certain things happening and then you get shocked all of a sudden, like with the first, what would you call it?
Well, let's just spoil it because this is the part that
I was like, oh my goodness.
So, guys, we're going to spoil it for you guys right now. Sorry. Stop it. You have to.
Well, there's something that happens that is part of the tradition. That happens to the elders, that you're like, what? You're like, did this happen?
Yeah.
You're like, because it goes from, you know, idyllic and, you know, really sweet, and then all of a sudden this happens. This action happens, and it just wakes
you know,
you
I
up
saw,
right away.
I saw it coming. I saw it coming,
yeah.
like, yeah, I saw it coming because they were talking about the seasons, right? And then we're talking about the seasons, you know, from age zero to 18, your spring,
right.
Then you have, you know, from 19 to whatever, it's summer, and then you're going to fall.
Yeah.
And then what happens after, you know, 72? It's like, well, and so.
You go on to the next place that you're supposed to go. That's what they said.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah,
right.
Which, I mean,
that's what they said.
In a lot of religions and cultures, we all say that actually. Like, so it's not.
Yeah.
I don't see any different. Like, we all say, like, okay, many believe, you know, there's something beyond this life. You know, many don't. But you know, whether it's like Native American culture, whether it's, you know, Buddhism, you know, like it's how do we transform from this existence that we are all in at this present moment that we know,
mm-hmm.
and what happens after the last breath, and what is that transition, if any? And that's what all cultures and religions and people from the beginning of time have talked about. And, you know, so this is just kind of their beliefs. And it's interesting because I was talking to someone about this. I thought, you know, I did think they actually borrowed from actual beliefs from like ancient, like kind of pagan traditions, you know, like just even in the very end, let's say, you know, the bear, like that is real. Like they do things like the, and even like the trees and the flowers and the dancing, like, it's coming from real tradition.
That was beautiful, by the way. That bed of
Which
flowers
one?
That she had on at the end, the, you know, well,
oh my
I'm going to jump forward
God.
To the end, but I'm not going to try to spoil it right now because I'm still going to go back to what happens to the elder people. But
right.
At
that's
the end
first,
of the movie.
That's the first action,
which I'll talk about it in a minute. But the bed of flowers that she had on at the end, I actually picture Bjork, and I don't know if you know Bjork video.
Yeah. Oh, that's my girl. I love Bjork. She's everything.
Yeah, I was totally digging it. I was like, Bjork better be watching this movie because this is like so like her, you know, it's one of those.
It's up her alley.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I saw her
cool.
at the FYF festival, and she was amazing.
Oh,
like,
God.
her visual effects are ridiculous. Like, she's like one of my favorite artists of all time.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I actually was enjoying the, you know, the whole flower and the white dresses and everything. Like I said, aesthetically was beautiful, right? But here's where it all went south, right? And so it's actually called
so beautiful. You're watching.
Right.
That's what's so confusing about it when you watch it. Conflicting is that it's so pleasing to see, like it's so pleasant and beautiful in the way that they're presenting, you know, what they're doing, but it's so dark and it's so disturbing. So they're presenting it in a really beautiful way, this like disturbing kind of presentation, which is interesting, but sorry I interrupted, but
that's okay. So yeah, basically they have this, you know, the nice like you said, they have the sit-down dinner, but you have to wait until the elders come and sit down respectfully, and you don't even have to, you can't even talk, you know, you can even look at them. So they come to the table, and they, as soon as they sit, everybody sits and whatever. So that's all, you know, that's nice, right? However, after the dinner's done, they go to the top of the hill. And I didn't know there was a word for it, but it's actually called senicide. And I that's interesting that I was like, what is senicide? And I'm like, oh, I see. Okay. So,
What is it? What is it?
It's called, the word is called senicide. Not like suicide, but it's called senicide. S-S-E-N-I-C-I-D-E, which means...
Okay.
Is like the abandonment to death, suicide or killing of the elderly. So basically what this is the community agrees that the elders have to commit suicide or they have to sacrifice for the good of the community. That's what I heard right now. So I guess, yeah, you're right. The so that's what happens. the jump off the hill.
They explained it as well as within the movie, at least, that they're making their own, like they're taking control over death. You know, they're not waiting for death to take them. They are, they are taking control over it. You know, that's their explanation.
And the thing is, the interesting, yeah, go ahead.
The thing, to the audience, why him and I are, you know, chuckling a bit is because these deep conversations, these deep kind of subjects that are within the movie, and specifically this first part that we're talking about with the elders, it's so beautiful, like visually, but then when they actually do commit it, it's gross. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's exactly what you would think it would be, you know, when someone, if we're going to spoil it, I mean, they jump to their death.
Well, let's just do it. Because, you know what I was thinking about, too, is I thought they were going to cut, you know how they show 9/11, right? The people that were jumping off the building in 9/11, they don't show...
Yeah.
Them slamming against the pavement, right?
Right.
And
right.
So I thought they were going to do that in this movie. I was like, okay, they're not going to show. Oh my God, they showed it. They showed it.
And it was whoever's
that
was the first shot.
Yeah. So whoever's triggered by scenes of suicide and jumping off buildings and. Whoever has any mental issues, please do not. I don't recommend it.
It's pretty horrific. It's pretty horrific.
Like,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, some people like horror film, but like, you know, horror to me, the way that this particular movie is done is it's so like it creeps up on you. You know, it's kind of like spine tingling. You know, because it's like that, you know, like that something that you feel in the back of your neck, or is something there, you know, like it's kind of like it's something just near your ear that you can feel, like you know, like that's the feeling of the movie. Like there's something, you know, that is just lurking beneath the surface always. Even though visually you're seeing something completely different and bright and soothing, you know, even the way they talk to each other and treat each other and smile. And I mean, you know, it's because that's what they believe, you know, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, in some cultures, you know, cannibalism is perfectly okay, you know, and they have their validation as to why that is okay, you know, spiritually, or, you know, there's all these things that humans, we all kind of come up with, you know, that seems strange, you know.
Well, and that's what I wanted to say, and also that's interesting because you have a point. I think you're also trying to get to this point is how we are all in one way or another part of a cult, and by that I mean religion in general. Like we have these beliefs, and we have this socially, you know, we're inclined to believe these things, right? Like or I don't know, like resurrection, or we can believe in reincarnation, or we believe in murderous and merciful, or we can believe on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is
mm-hmm.
fine, or it's not, or
even,
you know, whatever
even,
it is.
Even not having a religion or not believing in anything is a religion.
Yeah, like the yeah.
You know,
the atheist,
I mean, it's because yeah. I mean, even and in my opinion, that's a religion as well, because it's very
right.
specific and very, you know, everyone. This is how we feel, and this is what we think, and this is what we believe, and that's really the commonality with it all of it, in my
right.
opinion. You know, with just different language and. You know, at those and, but.
So yeah, that's,
again,
that was an interesting part of the movie
film,
because
yeah.
I was like, well, to them, this is just normal. This is nothing unusual. But of course, they had ulterior motives with the characters that are brought into this community unknowingly. I guess of what was going to happen, right? They know what's going to happen because they grew up with it, or they have paintings
mm-hmm.
on the walls that there
mm-hmm.
was like so many clues that along the way.
Mm.
So they were like, well, if you don't get it by now, I mean, they show it to you everywhere. You know, they know.
But yeah, I mean,
yeah.
to be honest, I mean, I knew something was bad was going to happen. But, like,
right.
I could have never known, like, exactly the direction they were going to go. Like, you know, I couldn't have predicted specifically.
You couldn't
you
have
know,
predicted.
Or, yeah, like, I mean, like, people, sometimes people that are, like, so, like, oh, they're so, you know, they're such film buffs and they just know everything about film. They're like, oh, yeah, it, you know, everyone could have known that, the you know, and, like, okay, well, maybe you're perfect, but like I'm saying that, how can you know? Like you didn't know until you saw it, and then when you saw it, you're like, "See, I knew it." But it's like, no, there's clues. There's all clues around which, like in hindsight, you're like, "Oh, that makes sense." But like
right.
in this film, I felt I didn't really know exactly where it was gonna go. I really didn't. Like,
no.
I mean, I knew some bad stuff was going to happen, but I just,
yeah.
I, how could I have, like, predicted specifically these things? No. One of my favorite
right.
scenes actually was the dancing scene.
Yeah.
I loved that scene. It was,
no, cool.
Oh, my God, it just. It was so cool, like, visually, obviously, and I just felt like I was part of it. Like, I felt like I was dancing in it, you know? Like,
right.
Because it was, like, the way that the camera and, like, the whirling and the music and the sounds. And that's another thing, too, that was really interesting to me is the how they used music and how they used silence.
Yeah.
And how they use voice and
yeah.
You know, it was really interesting. Like it was this peacefulness of like quietness, like silence, quietness. But then there was like these strange guttural human sounds that would like kind of take the front stage of like what you're hearing and how you're feeling, you know, based
well,
on what you're seeing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one thing that, so let's go back to the beginning of the movie, right? So
yeah.
when Danny is screaming, you know, or, you know, she's crying so loud about the loss that she had and her boyfriend is just there, not doing anything, right? He's just there, emotionless, and he's just whatever.
Yeah.
And then go forward to the scene where she finds out that he's basically, you know, he's basically having sex with someone else.
With someone else.
In front of all these other women, right? And that's another spoiler right there. But
that was a crazy scene. Oh, my God.
I was like, disturbing, but at the same time was kind of like, But well, very
interesting
for many reasons.
You know what? But we won't totally spoil that one. I want people to see that for themselves. But like,
yeah,
like,
that's not even
like, yeah, like we can't even do. But but what was interesting about that scene was the sounds, you know,
yeah.
of how. Oh, and then also with. You know, when she was with the other women and she was really upset, and when Danny, the lead character, found out that, you know, her boyfriend was literally
That's
sleeping with someone
about.
Else. Yeah.
That's what
oh,
I was talking
sorry.
About. When they
yeah.
join her in her pain,
oh
they
God.
Basically, it's a community feeling your pain, feeling your joy. You know what I mean?
I
like
felt,
when somebody's
oh my God, I felt
hurting or somebody's.
Like, I literally felt crazy. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. Like, because can you imagine, like, it was mirroring. You know what I mean? Like, someone constantly mirroring
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know?
Yeah.
It's like everything that you do, I keep doing. And it's kind of like that's going to dress. I mean, that's crazy. It was almost like breathing itself. It was really interesting. Really interesting.
It was actually interesting because at that particular moment when they were joining her, Danny,
in her
sorrow, in her grief,
in her sorrow,
yeah. in her screaming and yelling, that was cool because I can see that it was being released, right? In that particular case,
but, no, but
I understand
see, I felt
that.
Differently. I agree with you. I agree with you, but then I disagree in the sense that, not disagree, but I say, I felt disturbed by it because I felt like she wasn't allowed to, it was like she couldn't escape it. You know what
well,
I mean? Like it was like,
right.
because she couldn't like, cause she was always able to kind of go off and like, you know, with her pain and grief or whatever and release it and then come back and be like, okay, cool. But with this,
right.
it was like this mirror that was like way too close. Like it was just like, it was very disturbing to me. Like I was like, she can't, she was trying to be like, stop you guys, you know, like stop. And then they're like, stop, you know, like, you know, it's like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah. No, but I understand why they were doing it, or I guess the
me too.
The intention, right? But of course, the intention of the whole community was And I'm not going to spoil anything
prisoner.
Else because
I
you do have to watch it.
I thought she was
What's
a
that?
Prisoner in that moment. Like there was a release.
Obviously.
But she was a prisoner.
You
like
escape.
they were holding her captive because they weren't allowing her to like. Really be free. Like they were like tying onto her, you know, like that's kind of how I saw it too. So it was just really interesting. You could see it both ways actually.
Right. But yeah, this movie was, and they were comparing it to Hereditary, which I did not see any similarities with that movie myself. Maybe The Witch. That was another movie called The Witch. I saw similarities with that one because of the whole nature, whatever. But no, Midsommar.
Well,
they're all
A24s, you know, A24 films.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, they're all A24.
Okay, I didn't
really
know that.
They're very witchy lately because I just saw Gretel and Hansel. Did you see that one?
Oh. Okay, is that cool? Is that good, or do I have to see it?
Yeah, it's also A24, and it's also by the people that did The Witch. So it's, you know, visually, this always stunning, always like just well done. Also, the Lighthouse was A24 too.
Oh, The Lighthouse.
With
Willem
Dafoe.
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, when you see it, I will definitely talk to you about it. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's so, you're going to love it. I can't wait to hear what you feel about that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But all of these films, including this Midsommar, are A24 films, you know, and But really interesting, and they seem to kind of, you know, go with really kind of culty subjects and just kind of thrillers and psychologically, you know, kind of disturbing kind of horrors and things like that. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that's kind of their reputation, it seems, right now.
Yeah. And I think, didn't she receive, and I'm talking about Dani, the actress that
mm-hmm.
played, her name is Florence Pugh. I thought she was nominated
mm-hmm.
for an Oscar this year. I might be wrong, but I think I saw it.
Really? For what song?
Or maybe, you know what, I'm confusing her with somebody from Little Women.
Mm.
Is she in Little Women? Anyways, let me find out.
No,
but yeah.
No. Yeah, that's not her.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I can
she
see
wasn't. Okay,
they kind of look similar. Yeah.
I guess her last name.
Yeah,
was
the
right.
Irish girl. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Okay. But yeah, she was good. Florence Pugh was good. The actress.
Yeah, I thought everyone was great. Also the other guys. Let's talk about them. Right. I mean, the other college students, the friends, you know, one of them, you
yeah.
know, specifically went there to do his thesis, his college thesis, you know, graduate thesis. So he already had a game plan of why he wanted to be there. He's heard about it. He wanted to kind of just kind of get an insider on it, you know. You know, and then there was another couple also there that kind of met up with them. And
I know, from London, I think they were English, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, I don't want to spoil it for the people that haven't seen it, but yeah, I fell for them. I fell for everybody, but the only
yeah.
person I was not.
Yeah.
I was not
the boyfriend. You hated him. Yeah, I know. Like, I know he was
yeah.
so annoying. I was like, he was so annoying. You know, also, so he was annoying, and that like redhead chick was annoying.
Well, yeah, she was part of the.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously
she was, but she like right away, not because of what happened, but because she just like her face. I was like, stop, just stop. You know, like. I'm like, if that was my man, like, seriously, like,
yeah.
like, girl, okay, we're about to go to blows. So, you know, like
right.
back up.
That wouldn't fly with
you,
right? You
know, like, yeah, like, girl, uh-uh.
right. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you did. Excuse me. Okay, let's have a little talk over here in the corner, you know.
Yeah. Where's the train again?
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. No, not happening.
right.
And then when they make
but
those,
yeah,
like, meat pies and stuff. And
I know. Those meat pies. Ugh. Okay. I wouldn't.
There were so many disturbing things. There were just so many
A lot of disturbing things, exactly. Some stuff in those meat pies were not. We're not
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
I was like, I ain't eating that.
Oh, no. Ooh. You know, and you can't take it back to the kitchen and order a new one, you know? It's
no.
Like...
No, they're going to kill you. yeah, you don't want to. You either
no,
eat it or
fine.
You eat it.
Everything's great. Everything's lovely. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know.
So, in other words, guys, don't drink the tea. Don't eat the mushrooms. And for no reason, don't piss them off. Because yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, and,
you know, it's
also
communal.
A lesson in when you first meet people, or if you go somewhere you're not, you know, you don't know. You just be careful.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
You know, be kind and, you know, accept kindness, but, you know, trust your instincts.
Yes, very much.
Trust your instincts. But you know what? This was Danny's destiny, if you think about it in this way as well. This
was
her destiny to purge and heal herself in the most fucked up way, you know. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, it was like the most crazy way to do it, but in the end, you discover, at least I felt this way, this was her, this was the only way she was going to heal.
Her family.
Well,
I think she found her family, or she found herself in this community. Yeah.
Totally. She was reborn, as they say, even at the very beginning when they were talking about, you know, the elders and everything else, and they were like, no, you just get reborn. You get reborn.
Mm-hmm.
So she was reborn in that moment, you know, at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was finally, like, reborn, and she it clicked. She got it, like, boom, you know.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I mean, it's one of those films that sticks with you, you know, and, you know, you still kind of feel on the back of your neck.
Well, I just finished watching it an hour ago, and I'm still like, okay, I'm not going to sleep tonight, so I may as well do this podcast because I cannot go to sleep without talking about it. Just letting go
of
my frustration, all my... I was
just
crying.
Let it out. I'm fine
yeah.
talking about these. I totally get it. I didn't have anyone to talk to at the time when I saw it. But I tell you, I get it. And also, I highly recommend Eris. I know I kept talking to you about this film or this series.
I need a couple days to recoup.
Yeah. Like rest on it for a minute. But it's like the first episode, like the music and the pilot, the first episode. Oh my God! Like I love the song, by the way. But which literally to me, like this song they play at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
I'm like obsessed with the song, and like I wake up like kind of like the song comes in my head, and I'm like, oh my God! Like this
really,
I can't shake. Yeah, like I can't shake the song because it's so
cool.
The way that because the way that they put it's a vintage like 1970s song, but they put it with like. What you're trying to, it's kind of like Serge Gainsbourg kind of vibe, but like, and it's also Swedish actually, which is interesting.
Okay.
And no, I'm sorry. It's Dutch. Yeah. It's Dutch.
Oh, okay.
And
subtitled.
It's kind of
subtitled.
But you can listen to it in whatever language and it's fun and it's, not, it doesn't take away, and they do it really well, actually. But but it has that same feeling of like, wow, what's happening. This one, you really don't know. You're like, what is going on? You know, and it's kind of like a secret society. It's a secret society.
Ooh.
I can tell you that. And I'm like, wow. You know, it kind of has, like, this Illuminati feel to it, you know, like, eyes wide shut kind of thing. But not. But it's also college students. But it's deep. Like literally, I didn't know where it was going to go until the very last episode. And my mind was blown. I was like, oh, my God, is that what they're talking about? Oh, shit. Like,
well, don't say anything else because
I will not.
I don't even want to.
Yeah,
like with Midsommar,
I didn't spoil a thing. I didn't spoil anything.
I went into
like,
this movie Midsommar. I went into it and I had no idea what it was, and I was glad I wasn't even aware of it. You know, it just came on Prime. Yeah, it's now on Prime, so I'm like, okay, let's still watch it. So, but anyways, Yvette, I do have to. Let you go for now, but it was a great, great discussion. I highly recommend this movie.
About these films with you, and
it's great.
Next time,
and once I watch Aries, I do want to talk about Aries. Then once I finish watching that,
and you will probably want to talk about it.
Yeah,
you'll probably want a hug as well.
Okay, Yvette. Well. Thanks for calling once again. Thanks for being my guest. And I will talk to you soon.
Anytime. All right, dear.
All right. You didn't see this coming, guys.
Ciao.
We are go for liftoff in T-30.
Hit the record button.